They called Saturday D-Day, when protesters say the president and his government would be forced to step down. And by the evening came the announcement.
He agreed to act according to the agreement by party leaders and step down. But because he wants a peaceful transfer of power, he has asked me to inform the people of his decision to step down on July 13.
Many blame Gotabaya Rajapaksa for an economic crisis that's made life unbearable for many of the country's 22 million people. After breaking through barricades, yet another unprecedented moment, the demonstrators stormed into the president's official residence in Colombo. Inside, this is what it looked like. The president was moved by his security team to an undisclosed location earlier, while protesters ransacked his bedroom and took photographs on his bed. Within moments, the presidential pool, once reserved for the country's top leaders, appeared more like a recreational center.
Our government leaders must leave Sri Lanka. They can't govern the country properly. We have children and we're on the streets, leaving our jobs because we believe in this cause. We love the country and we are suffering.
Protesters charged the barricades outside the Prime Minister's house, which they then set ablaze. Rajapaksa's political allies know this is a crucial moment for their party. Anger is rising at the government's handling of a dire economic crisis, the worst in 70 years. The frustration appears to have turned into a movement that can no longer be ignored.
In the end, neither curfew, nor a freeze on the distribution of fuel, nor a host of other intimidationary tactics were able to keep the tens of thousands of people away from Colombo to drive the President Gotabaya Rajapaksa away. They say that successive years of mismanagement, corruption and looting of the country's resources has brought the country to its knees and they've had enough. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.